Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, very honored to have the medical director of addiction services at Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Mitchell West. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Doc, let me start with the primary election. And I know that's a strange place to start when we're talking about opioids. But the fact is, you have a young lady, 29 years old, who got into trouble with opioids, actually spent some time in the Allegheny County Jail, and has risen above this to get elected to Allegheny County Council, and now wants to fight for people and programs to help the addicted with opioids. That microcosm of her story kind of says that there is hope for people who have these opioid problems.
There's no doubt about it. Recovery is possible. We see it happen on a daily basis, and I'm very encouraged by the fact that she was able to win a seat on council and that she's being very active in terms of trying to address the opioid issue.
Give us some idea, Doctor, because we hear so much about this, of kind of where we are today here in Western Pennsylvania and Allegheny County when it comes to the opioid crisis.
I can tell you we're in a better place today than we were several years ago. From what I'm hearing, some of the overdose death rates in the surrounding counties and Allegheny County have been decreasing a little bit this year. So there's no way that we're, you know, out of this problem yet, but we're beginning to see some bending of the curve, so to speak.
And why are we seeing a bending of a curve? What has turned the corner?
I don't think there's any one single thing that has turned the corner. I think it's really a matter of the entire community coming together and everybody doing the things they can do to help. But there's probably a couple things that are more important. One is that there's more and more Narcan, the antidote for the overdose, that is out in the community, and I think that's made a big difference. And the other is there's more providers that are prescribing buprenorphine, also known as Suboxone, for patients. And I think there's more programs that have sprung up in the area, and I think all of those things together are what's making a difference.
And we know that nationwide and statewide there's been hopefully a peak in what we have seen in opioid deaths, and we have turned the corner. And I know on Tuesday you have a very important forum on what is actually happening.
Yes, we do. And there's a lot going on. And as I said a few minutes ago, we're not at the end of this crisis yet, but I think we're beginning to make some significant inroads.
So the forum, what exactly, who all is going to be involved in, and what do you hope the public can get out of this?
I'm hoping the public can simply get more awareness about the nature of the problem and even more importantly, more awareness of what can be done and what sort of services are available to people that suffer from substance use disorders.
Yeah, one of the displays, as I understand, will be hidden in plain sight. For many people, they're unaware that this is even going on in many cases right under their own noses and in their own families.
People have a way of not seeing things sometimes that they would rather not see, but this problem is pervasive, it's endemic, and I would venture to say there's very few families that have not been affected.
You know, what would you say to someone who may have a member of the family involved in this and they want to do something, but they feel helpless to do anything?
Reach out to professionals that work in the field. Whether it's through our clinic at Allegheny General or through any of the drug and alcohol rehabilitation facilities, if you have a family member that you think suffers from a substance use disorder, don't wait until something catastrophic occurs. Get engaged with treatment as quickly as you can.
in many cases, this is not unlike people who, you know, families suffer too. The not necessarily the individuals who physically themselves are going through it, but those around them who've gone through this journey with them, they need support too.
You're right. Addictions, in many ways, is like other medical problems, and in other ways, it's very different. Families are affected when somebody has cancer or a heart attack, but it doesn't seem as devastating to families as when somebody suffers from an addiction.
Yeah, I think often of people that, you know, in many cases just feel, as John mentioned, so helpless, because and they feel alone, that they're the only ones that are dealing with this.
I know. Addiction is a very isolating disease, and it isolates the individual, and it isolates the families as well.
Well, and one of the cool things about this event that's coming up is you can actually see and absorb what is being said and going on without actually having to go to the event. The event will be at the Sewickley Academy, but the Sewickley Academy is going to put it up on Facebook Live, where you can watch and hear what's going on and what's being said. And to a certain degree, Doc, I think that's kind of important, because people are hesitant to come out and say, hey, I've got this problem, or I'm experiencing this problem, but they'd like to get help.
I think you're exactly right. There is still so much stigma associated with substance use disorders that any way that we can get the message out to people is a good thing.
Yeah, the eye-opening ways that people end up addicted have been surprising to many of us, and we want to reach out and make sure that people know. You can go to facebook.com/Sewickley Academy. This is Tuesday evening, 7 to 8:30, and it will be, if you want to attend, at their auditorium there. But we appreciate the work you do every day, Doc, and thank you and your team at Medical Director of Addiction Services, Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Mitchell West. We appreciate you. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
And brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, 412 Doctors, always a great resource.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.